Thank you tonight for those wonderful readings on God's law, ending in Science and Health, where Mrs. Eddy says that obedience to truth gives man power and strength. Growing up in science, most of my life, not all of it, but most of it, I tried very hard to be obedient to what I thought obedience to God was at that time, and thought I was pretty obedient, tried to be kind and loving and all of those, live up to the commandments. But as a young adult, I had many unmet problems, physical, emotional, mental. I was often sick, very sick, really, and didn't know where I was failing or what more I needed to do. And I am grateful that I was led to this church and a practitioner here. And one thing I learned, and it did take me a while, that I had been, even though I was really under the illusion of my obedience, I hadn't been totally obedient to God, because I would entertain thoughts of negativity and fear quite often. That was my mode of thinking. Even though I prayed and tried to be a good person, I was fearful and negative. And I guess I didn't realize how disobedient that was. And Lillian mentioned in her testimony about being a Satan worshiper. Well, I say that because I needed to shock myself out of that disobedience. I had to realize that every time I was negative and I was fearful, I was believing that there was a power other than God. So what would that be? I was believing in evil. I was believing in a Satan. I mean, that's really what it gets down to. And yet I was calling myself a Christian Scientist. So there was this definite duality that I had to face and come to terms with. And it took a while, because the Christians say toeholds, foothold, stronghold. And this negativity and fear seemed to have a stronghold on me because I'd done it so long. So I had to begin to stand porter at the door of thought, as Mrs. Eddy says in Science and Health, and as the Bible says, to bring every thought into captivity to the Christ, to watch my thinking. And when those fearful thoughts came, realize this just wasn't some little indiscretion. I was disobeying God, and I was believing that there was some other power, and by listening to it and by following its lousy demands, I, in belief, was giving it power and life. Mrs. Eddy says that error comes to you for life, and you give it all the power it has. And then I had to learn to be a terror to error, as also Mrs. Eddy says, because these thoughts at that time were very aggressive. So I had to fight back and know they weren't true, and that I did believe in one God, one good God. And I was going to obey the first commandment and have no other gods before me, nor believe that there ever could be a power apart from God. And as I stood up stoutly for the first time in my entire life, those insidious suggestions began to stop, to be destroyed, because they were not true. And as I did that, and as I did it consistently, all the other problems stopped too. I was no longer sick all the time. I no longer was a worrywart or a mental wreck or constantly being concerned about this, that, or the next thing. I had a strength from God that I never knew it existed. It heals. This science heals. It works. It will change your life forever if you apply it with all your heart and soul and mind, as was also read so well by Fairley tonight. I am so grateful for this truth. I'm grateful for a practitioner who knew how to demonstrate it, who gave me the guts to demonstrate it, and to know that we have a good God that loves us, and when we get on our knees to Him, there's nothing that can't be healed, changed, rectified. It's all in His loving care. So grateful tonight for those readings again and for those most beautiful hymns and all the testimonies.